Hi, it's Craig here, and really interesting. We've got part two with Denny Fleming. We had such a great episode last time, and thank you for all the great feedback. And it was our highest ever downloaded podcast that we've done, and over 200 podcasts, so it was fantastic. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to Denny's story, and we're going to progress this story here in part two. And because Denny is just, you know, we always talk about positivity and moving forward and looking on the bright side of life in this podcast. And there is no one more than inspires me in that respect than Denny. So how are you, Den?
Good, thanks, Craig. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm going good. So last time when we spoke, and you're moving into this new phase of your treatment, and you had chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the first time you had chemo.
Yeah. Last week.
Yeah, so tell us about it. How was it?
To be honest, because I've been on the net scouring, and I sort of was expecting worse, but I actually, the only thing that came, I've just been starving. I just can't stop eating. And craving
what? Told me what it was.
Pies and burgers.
So that's the only thing. And we chatted previously in the first episode about you fasting and eating once a day and eating very low sugar, low carbohydrate. But this has changed.
It's the fasting. I'm still fasting, but it's hard. It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
The only positive is that I'm not craving sugar, which, I have a sweet tooth, so that's a good thing, but yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about it. So it was a couple of Fridays ago.
Yeah.
So tell us about what actually happened.
I just went in there and with my eldest daughter, took me in, Taya, and honestly, they just hooked me up and they ran the chemical in me, and then that was it.
And did you feel, how did you feel afterwards?
I had no side effects.
Yeah,
okay. No mouth ulcers, no, because I had to do a pre-chemo course, and I had, so far, like, touch wood, I had the only thing was hunger and a little bit lazy on my training. It made me a little bit lazy.
Yeah, okay. And we'd done some recovery work that week. Do you think your whole regime is helping, even in respect to the treatment?
Massive.
Yeah.
I've straight back on the cold showers and back here today for all the ice bath and so. Yeah, massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so your eldest daughter went?
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, how was that, having their support?
It was actually a beautiful moment to share with my eldest daughter. It hit her once we got there.
Sure.
And we walked into the ward where everyone else was on getting chemo as well, and that broke me, what I mean? But after that, she pulled herself together, and that was a beautiful moment to share with her. And we're just talking, and just, it was lovely.
And your positivity, even when you came today, I'm like, how are you? And you're like, no, I'm always great. When how long has that been with you?
That's such a good question, because I'll be honest, I thank God every day for that, because it's just built in.
Mm.
I don't know where it come from, maybe my grandfather, but I don't know, but just... I'm lucky.
Mm.
I don't, I don't feel, I never feel depressed about me. Others always do, but I'm lucky.
Because you said to me just recently, it's not that you don't mind talking about cancer, but you don't want people to think, feel sorry for you or anything like that.
That's the last thing I want. Yeah. Because, I wake up and I'm enjoying every day.
Yeah.
So I don't... Yeah.
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 And interesting, this isn't your first health issue.
No, I've had a few. Yeah.
And I suppose a big one was when you were younger.
Yeah.
And you got a head injury. So talk us through that one.
I was 19 and I was living it up. You know, doing what you do when you're a kid. But I was, I got assaulted one night and, I woke up 19 days later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a, you don't remember, was it a fight or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And, I woke up 19 days later not knowing who I was or where I was. Yeah.
So talk us through that then. So what happened in that recovery?
Well, so I had a brain hemorrhage and they induced me into a coma
I understand. Wouldn't remember any of it.
Nothing.
Do you remember after it?
I remember all the recovery.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was like, because my brain was so bruised, like I had to learn how to walk again, talk again, eat again. My brain was so bruised, like I was just living in a dream. So it didn't affect me because I was in a bubble. I was just in a bubble. I wasn't thinking straight. I didn't,
And how long was that recovery?
Probably 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, speech, everything,
And so even back then, did you feel poor me?
Never. And I'm just very grateful that God has made me like that. I don't know why, but I've never felt sorry for myself.
And this is one of the things that why, Denny really inspires me. And it's so easy for us to feel sorry for ourselves. I once spoke to a psychiatrist and I said, what was the most common illness that you saw? And they said, and he said, FSFS. And I said, what's that? I don't know what that is. And he said, feel sorry for self because it becomes addictive. Once you start feeling sorry for yourself, and I know I've done that and, do that. But when you start feeling that and then it just becomes more and more, and then you've had good reason, you're assaulted at 19, 3 years recovery, but you just get on with it.
Yeah, I can't explain it.
Yeah.
Maybe it might have been my household. My mum, we weren't allowed to. I don't know. I can't explain it. Just I'm very lucky.
Okay. Yeah. And how has that impacted you in your life, that, that injury?
Oh, it's impacted me, in learning and things like that a great deal because the front left side of my brain, the front quarter, is completely dead. Roy, right. Your cognitive thinking and... problem solving and all that, it's affects me there a lot, and people who know me well, they can see when I struggle that way, but it hasn't affected me as in living my life,
Feel any anger towards the person that
not
did
at
it?
All I actually never did. I put myself in that spot. That's sort of the way I looked, like it was,
did they get found? Or
to be honest, that during that time, I didn't know who I was. I wasn't even thinking. I didn't even know who I was.
And you said to me that you think it was one of the best things that happened to you.
My mum said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell us what that means.
Like, this was after I'd recovered.
Yeah.
I was just taking the piss on life and just not respecting life. And just doing everything to the extreme, drinking, partying, and all the important things, I was sort of neglecting. And
so did boxing, you started coaching boxing around that time? Yeah, you started to recover.
I was very lucky because one of my close mates was doing well in boxing at the time, and that's how he introduced me to Brucey, and I started working the corner for him, putting the stool in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't talk, not loud, and people could hardly hear me, but I was just putting the bucket in, and the stool, and it just started from there.
So the power of boxing, the power of sport, and then in turn, you decided to help younger kids.
Yeah,
I started, that were growing up, like how you saw yourself growing up.
Yeah, I just started. That's when, like as I said before, I had the gym in the garage, and then I just started training my mates, and then that just that went out of control. I got very had patient mum and dad.
And your kids as a dad.
Yeah.
The message you give them.
I throw myself under the bus to them a lot.
Right.
Like, you know, don't do, go the opposite direction to what I did.
Right.
Because that's,
But they see the example you lead your life now in respect to your positivity. Has it rubbed off on them?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. They've seen the struggles too. And all these struggles that I've, like mentally, they've seen these struggles that were caused by me doing silly things when I was young. That's the way I sort of say that to them, like, you know, like, because I went that direction. It's not crime one. I think I was just, you know, living life hard. I'm paying for it.
And
they see that.
No, I understand.
And stress and stuff.
And, okay, so what with first session of chemo? Next session of chemo is in...
I think it's the 5th of January.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then not sure what happens after after that.
Yeah, not sure.
Yeah, so, okay. All right. And are you back... Oh, you just coached me today.
Yeah, I'll be coaching tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what boxes are they tonight?
Oh, this is the last week. I just the fighters class, just the advanced class, just whoever at that
and look, I think that Denny's message is just, look, we all have down days, and we've got to accept that, and there's nothing worse than, you know, what we would call toxic positivity. I think I used to sometimes be like that, you know, like just trying to be positive for positive's sake. And you're absolutely not like that. You just seem to have this aura about you where you just take it in your stride and move on. Is that... How would you describe it?
That's good way to describe it, And I just enjoy life. I don't want people... I don't want the poor me syndrome
at all.
Because... if you go that way, well, then you'll keep doing it more and more, and
it really does, I think, get addictive. Do you have a routine every day? Like, you definitely have your cold showers.
That's my routine. Like, that's, I've been, because I can break routine very easily.
Right.
I can be undisciplined very easily, but, this routine I got at the moment, that'll stay with me forever.
Okay.
I know that only because what it does.
And let's go. So waking up in the morning.
Yep.
Cold
shower.
Yep.
Yep.
Next.
Straight away. Coffee.
Coffee.
Just
black coffee.
Yeah.
Because you're fasting.
Yeah. And then I'll get myself together, and then generally I'll walk across the road to the park, and I'll if the weather's all right, I'll sit in the sun for a bit and do some breath work, and then after that, and then I'll start my day.
Okay.
Which
is a walk normally?
I'll try and walk every day, or do that. I've been a bit lazy since chemo, do that strength sessions that you got me doing.
Yeah.
And then I'll start training people, coaching a few people here and there.
And then you come here and do the sauna and the sauna. And do you think that routine has really helped you? And then, your other part of that routine is your once a day eating is normally.
Yep.
8 p.m.
When I finish coaching.
That's the last thing.
And
sleep? How's that been?
I'm sleeping really well. I'm sleeping excellent, and I'm a terrible sleeper, but I'm sleeping really well.
Okay.
And I do my acupuncture once a week, I'm sleeping really well.
Okay. And as far as besides the latest, the cravings that you've had.
Yeah.
The normal diet. What's 8 o'clock? What are you normally having?
Yeah. So, I've been pretty good on the diet until chemo, is protein. Like, I love my steak or something like steak, chicken. I don't eat much fish. And I normally have with that, like, some roast veggies and some greens, some raw nuts. I have a big meal, raw cheese. And then I'll finish for dessert with some kefir and berries and a bit of protein powder.
Okay, and that's enough for you.
That's enough, yeah.
Okay, and that works really. And like, even before you saw me, you were into this. So who were some of the people that you know, we all listen to things and watch things, but who sort of inspired you? Gary Brecker was definitely
Gary
one.
Gary Brecker, yeah, I watch him probably every day. Who I introduced you to? Ryan Betts, coach on the coast.
Yeah.
He got me into the ice baths and things like that. And
yes, and Betsy, a good shout out to him, because he's running a really good thing up there. He came here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was lucky enough to meet him, and hopefully we do something more together.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. But he got into the ice. So tell us a bit about him. He trains fighters too.
He trains fighters, and he used to box for me, and we're just really great friends. And when he found out I was ill and things like that, and he said, come up and try this ice bath. And the next minute he bought a sauna, and then
it really, like, I see you come in, and it really does help you.
Massive. It's as I said before, it's like a drug. I'm a little bit, I can go overboard at times, and maybe I have them on this, but it's working for me.
And we've added in now. We've got a protocol where you've just been in the massage chair just to relax you down, even though I'm talking to you, then into the sauna, and we do a long stint in there. Into the ice bath, another stint in the sauna, back into the ice bath, into the spa, which is hot as well.
Back into the ice bath.
Yeah. So it's quite a good protocol that we're finding works, and that's what you've got to sort of do. I think everyone has to do is to find out what works.
Yeah,
there's definitely research on this area of sauna and ice baths and relaxation. But it's about working with each individual, I think, to find out what works. Because you can stay long stints in the sauna, and it doesn't impact you. You go away from here feeling quite refreshed and being able to coach.
Charged. Charged. I'm looking forward to today, the first one after chemo, because I'm a bit foggy mentally, and I bet you after I leave here, I'll be alert and switched on. I can't wait.
So not only do you inspire me about... being positive, you inspire me about the ice baths, because it's a little known fact. I must have put in thousands of athletes into an ice bath, and I don't want to say this because I'll get thrown in. I've never done really myself, so I'm trying to do cold showers and things like that. I'm a wimp with the cold, but you said you were.
I was the worst.
Yeah,
I was, and I still am today. Like if I overdress all the time in winter, I hate the cold. Despise it, but. The rush that it gives me and everything else along with it, I can't miss it.
Alrighty, so we'll get started on this. But, you know, it's Christmas time. Your birthday's coming up soon.
Yep.
You just take each day and make it the best you can, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really looking forward to the food at Christmas. I've already put... Yeah, I'm looking... And spending it with the kids and hitting the beach.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And days where you do feel a bit off, like you've got... Yep. You know, you've had... some negative news or something like that hits you, how do you reconcile that? Like, how does that not take you down?
Yeah, I'd love to be able to answer that.
You do feel...
I feel terrible at times. Sometimes I can feel really bad.
But, yeah, and one of the things we spoke about, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, and you would love to inspire other people that have cancer or speak to them or have got illnesses. Like, we've all got something going on, but you look at it as far as living with it, rather than fighting it. So it's not a battle here. It's about accepting it and doing all the best you can do, and then living with it. Is that how you sort of frame it?
Well, you got me thinking like that.
Yeah.
The way you said, and it was the best thing I heard. And so yeah, you just live with it.
Yeah.
And while I can, and it's not affecting me doing certain things. Yeah, just I don't think about it.
Yeah.
I don't think about it. I don't wake up thinking, I'm very grateful that whoever's upstairs made me think this way.
Because, and this is the thing, we were just chatting because, yeah. You know, I've got a few dogs here and thinking, well, dogs, they'll only know they've got something wrong with them when they actually feel it, when it's impacting them.
Yep.
You know, because they don't understand that they might have X, Y, and Z until they're not well. And you were saying the same, like that you feel good.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the story. Whatever's going on, right at this moment, you feel good.
Yeah, while I'm feeling good, I'm going to live it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Dan. Let's get on. I'll get you in the sauna. But as always, thanks everyone for listening. If you've got any questions or any questions for Dan or me or anything like that at all, please just write in or record a message. You can do that anytime. Hopefully I'll record another episode before Christmas. But if not, have a wonderful Christmas, wonderful holiday. But hopefully I'll speak to you before then. And as always, just like how Denny does more than anyone, really just go out and whatever you do, just try and make the world a better place.